Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Joining me at the round table today is musician and poet Okara Imani, and her website is okaraimani.com, and it's okaraimani.com. And I'm so excited to have you here today. First of all, thank you for joining me at the round table. And I think we're going to start off with me begging you to read us one of your poems. I'm a poet myself, so I love to hear other people's writings.
Oh, wonderful.
Especially when they can present it in person, in person on video, you know, but I can hear their voice is what I meant, you know, so I really look forward to hearing that. If you want to go ahead and read us a poem, that would be great.
Yeah, I actually, I have a few that I wrote this past April. I try to participate in the April Poetry Challenge. I never get every day of the month, but I always get good stuff.
Yeah.
So this was just April 21st. I have a thing about dating and putting a timestamp.
Yeah, fine. I'm with you on that. It helps with copywriting too sometimes.
Okay. Well, see, great. I feel better. So April 21st, 2020. At 1300 hours and 5 minutes, I wrote an ode.
Okay.
And you'll kind of get an idea of what it's an ode to and for and from by the time I finish. An ode to you for what I'm owed from you, a listing of all that you are, that thing you do where you question your truth, acknowledged, but only thus far. Give me your pride, a swing in your stride, I desire that majestic gait. The spark in your eye, this too should be mine, a gift so long awaited. Gift also that treasure, that dance done at leisure, unencumbered by anyone's gaze. I have reveled in your movement, often tried to redo it, that whimsical lackadaise. Give me your ambition, awesome dreams with no remission, taking care not to tarry or doubt. Proclamations austere, sung only for me to hear. Let me taste them spilling from my own mouth. An ode to you for what I'm learned from you. A listing of all that I am. That thing I do where I question my truth, acknowledged and brought to an end. An ode.
Wow, that was beautiful. I love your style, and your voice reading it is wonderful, by the way. But
thank you so much.
I love your style. It's so lyrical. I can tell you're a musician in the way that your poetry flows.
I may have a tendency, yes.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's so, I mean, you could put that to music, you know, right away.
Before
I wax too poetic about how wonderful of a poet you are, I should say, you know, that I want to reassure you that all the stuff that we do as Community Education Arts, our artists who participate with us, whether they're musicians, poets, painters, whatever, they retain copyrights to all their work, whether we wherever we put it, you still have your copyrights and everything. And I should have made that, you know, more clear right at the top. But I'm so impressed with that poem. It took me a lot of different places, and it made me think of a lot of different people. And I'm guessing you probably had certain people in mind, or certain themes, or certain ideas in mind when you wrote it. But it spoke to me in my own little world. So
I'm really glad.
That to me is what makes poetry or music, a song, anything, a painting. If it speaks to someone else, it retains what the artist put into it and what it meant to the artist. But when someone else can receive it and feel their own world reflected in it and their own experience,
I've done my job.
That's exactly right. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You have done your job. Now, So you have this talent, and one of my favorite questions to ask people who do have such amazing talents is, when did you first know that the arts, music, poetry, whatever your particular art is, was your destiny?
Okay, so it may be a tough one. You could say that it was an artistic and creative upbringing. We were a family that had a full dance marathon, just going through the discography session every Saturday. or it could be seeing my father write and create in his small studio at home as I grew up, and hearing songs that he wrote like for me or for my mother. Yeah.
Originals that meant something.
Originals, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Things that he wrote thinking of us. And I thought that was the most beautiful thing ever.
And it's also so wonderful that you experienced that at such a young age, to understand and know that a person can do that. That it's not just what you hear on the radio or in a famous book. That that a regular, ordinary person in your life can do that. You can do it. That opens up worlds for people. So I'm really excited to hear that that's how early you were influenced.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. From birth. and then also, I remember oftentimes it's like a check-in with myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly reminded and confirmed that this is what I ought to be doing. I will finish a song. I distinctly remember multiple times finishing a song. No deadline, you know, no thing in mind with writing it, just writing it, finishing it, and then looking out at the world through the window and just feeling like this, I'm writing for you all. Like, you're going to hear it at some point. It's for you. There's nothing else that I could call my purpose other than this, other than sharing my most authentic human experience and allowing you to see yourself reflected and understand yourself and one another better. That is my purpose. And I kind of see it every time I have one of those moments, finishing a piece.
So you're getting confirmation. You feel you get confirmation, not just from, you know, your own talent and how you feel about what you do, but that you really do feel that you have this connection with the universe and the people that are out there in the world. Even if you may never meet them in person, you have a connection with community and place, and that speaks to you and also confirms and gives you that confidence. And I think that's so wonderful, and that's such a wonderful part of an art's journey, to have that kind of a connection and feel that sense of purpose. I think that's important.
It makes all the difference sometimes, just that sense of purpose.
It does, because I always say that an art's journey, no matter what your medium or genre or style or anything is like a roller coaster ride. It has ups and downs. You face obstacles and challenges. Mm-hmm. You have amazing highs when, you know, someone likes something that you've done, or God forbid, buys something you created.
Right.
You know? I mean, or you win an award, or you get accepted somewhere, you know, whatever it is. And I think, you know, all that whole journey takes place in the context of your physical and earthly life here on this planet, where you were born, where you've lived, how that has influenced, you know, how those scenes, if you will, those geographic locations may have influenced your work as an artist. And could you, I just, you know, I've given a great big intro. I would love to hear and have you share with our audience, you know, a little bit about that, those kind of things in your arts journey. Mm-hmm. You know, have the places you lived influenced you? And what are some highs and lows and challenges and rewards that you've experienced?
My arts journey was one that began with just pure passion, of course, you know, with the upbringing that I shared. And then became educational and became a study. I have finished a music degree with a vocal concentration. So I wanted to get those foundational building blocks for what I wanted to do with the rest of my life in any facet. Just honing my voice, the writing, thinking about how one might teach or guide others. And a little bit of production also. So I really wanted to gather those tools to send myself the rest of the way. Mm-hmm.
Smart, I will say. That's very smart. I'm like, you know, I'm a trained anthropologist. That was my academic career, and I kind of fell into the art world, and I'm self-taught on everything. And so I love that you actually approached what you have a passion for with, you know, serious effort to gather those tools and earn those degrees and take those classes and hone your skills in a more academic way, because that will serve you so well. You won't be like me trying to figure things out as you go.
Well, the thing is, you gather those building blocks and then you get to do whatever you want. Like, kind of like if you break down fundamentally, like learning jazz, like there's tools still,
but
once you know them, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, then you can break
classical
the tools,
learning.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Learning, I love it. I love them. That. Yeah.
So that that projected further into coming back home, and I kind of had like an experimental period of just open mics, like day in and day out, and reading and singing a cappella, and slowly getting myself more comfortable with like putting myself in front of people more often, coming out of the practice room and like putting yourself in front of people all the time.
A very different thing, isn't it?
Oh gosh, yes. And I am definitely a social introvert, so it was truly an exercise to condition myself for that.
Yeah.
Being in front of a crowd and being on, you know, as a musician and as a personality. So there was a year, and I will say, I guess 2018 was that year.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually word of mouth and support and unintentional mentorship of the Indianapolis music community. I've always surrounded myself kind of with either folks that I look up to in any area or folks that just literally have more life and craft experience than I do.
Sure.
So I usually end up surrounded by folks that are on their way to being veterans in the game, and those who have a lot to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They just really are looking for people who are listening. And I was very much still in that, tell me everything.
Yeah.
I'm still there, really. Tell me everything you know.
Yeah.
So that kind of projected the experimental period into building an actual career here in the city. Which was amazing. I've lived in Indianapolis my whole life. And all the opportunities I've had have been from someone supporting me and from me asking for help or asking for guidance and getting it.
That's so wonderful to hear a firsthand account, you know, of that community and that experience. I know that Indianapolis isn't the only community in the world like that, but I love hearing that it is nurturing and everything. I'm, you know, isolating in Noblesville during COVID-19, so I don't have much in-person, communication with people anymore. But, I feel like that in recent years, you know, Noblesville getting a cultural arts district designation from the state is trying to grow that kind of a community.
Yeah.
And so hearing that, you know, the possibilities are real and there are people like yourself who have gained from that type of community of support and mentorship means a lot to all of us struggling artists who want that and are searching for it.
And I can't, there is some perspective that folks have that they feel like that's not a thing. And I think it's really just a matter of experience and intention of like you and the people around you. The very first experience I got was, I wasn't even old enough to be truly in the jazz kitchen, but I had the opportunity to open for Bashiri.
Wow.
and that was before I went to college. I remember it so distinctly. I was such a like child, like a flower child. I performed with my shoes off because I needed to feel grounded.
Yeah.
And that was, I literally was only allowed to be on stage and go to the bathroom. But because, you know, I had started to put my feelers out and things like that, and someone was there to respond to that call. And that's kind of why, as my career has developed, I've kind of gotten this slogan for myself, answer the call, whether it be I'm answering my call in my purpose to speak to you all and speak for you all if necessary, but also other people answering the call that I put out.
Yeah. That's a great mantra. I mean, and that's a great way to approach life in general. And I think as a working musician, that's got to be like the tip top number one way to do it. So
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Putting this out, please send it back.
That's right. I'm sure that challenges and highs and lows come with that kind of a mantra too, because
oh, yeah.
You can, hey, here I am, and nobody's listening.
Sometimes there's a void.
Or
you know?
Sometimes a hand will reach down, like you
yep.
said, and you
Absolutely.
Know, pick you up. And so
Absolutely.
you've got the openness for all of that to come into your life and for you to then share it back outwards. Join us next time for the rest of our conversation with musician Okara Imani. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.